at Bio 2006 in Chicago, Illinois. I'm Chuck Zimmerman, and in this interview, it feels like I'm in New Zealand. It's just the New Zealand Pavilion, though. And with me is Dr. Suzanne Bertrand, who is an innovation manager with Livestock Improvement, a company located or headquartered in New Zealand. And I think, first of all, Suzanne, if you would tell us a little bit about your company and the types of products and services you offer.
Good morning, Chuck. We are a company that is basically a dairy cattle breeding company. We started up in about one century ago by a farmers co-op, and we began to monitor how the breeding was done. And from that came the real breeding company with a huge database. And today we are servicing about 85% of the dairy cattle market in New Zealand, which means about 3.5 million cows. That's our daughters that we're taking care of.
Well, what is the role that biotechnology plays in your business today?
Livestock Improvement started a gene discovery program in 1994. And the purpose of that was to discover a QTL, or trait of interest, that we would then put into our complete population to improve milk quality, improve quality of the fat in the milk, proteins level. In New Zealand, milk is sold by, not by volume, but is sold uniquely by quantity of fat and protein in it. So it's dry weight that is important. So the improvement have been, let's have more protein, more fat in our milk.
So here at Bio 2006, this international conference on the subject of biotechnology, agriculture seems to be playing a bigger role than maybe it has in the past. At least that's what I've been told, because this is my first trip to this convention. What are you either learning or expecting to achieve by your involvement here?
Livestock Improvement wants exposure, basically. We want the world to know that the dairy industry is a biotech industry now, and that New Zealand is part of it. Our company is very integrated, so if we have gene discovery process that is working well, we will then ask our team at the genotyping lab to start the process of devising a test so we can test our cows. After that, if it works well, then we can have a rare gene that we're not able to put in our breeding program, so we will produce embryos and we will test those embryos to know if they carry the right genes. If they do, then we just implant them and we just increase the number of cows with the desired gene in the population. So it's fully integrated. Then these daughters are going back into services or the bulls, and we are just maintaining our population as good as possible.
Do you have any customers in the United States?
We have a licensing agreement with Mariel Merck for two genes that we did put on the market, which are called Quantum and Optimum. Those two genes are on milk fat and milk protein.
Can you tell me anything about the people that you've met here? What kinds of people have come through your exhibit or the pavilion to talk to you, and how would you describe their interest?
Well, we do have many people that came for our DNA genotyping lab. They are very interested in what we do, and now it is integrated. So we have lots of relationships that are developing on that. We do have also the breeding business is, I often have to tell people that I'm in the sex industry because a company selling semen. And we have many, the holy grail is long-lasting semen with sex semen, so female only or male only. And we are working a lot on that. LIC is a unique process that is long-life liquid semen that is lasting for about 5 days and being good. So companies are very interested in licensing that technology from us. So I think we've made nice contacts from many American companies mostly.
Have you had much interaction with dairy farmers in the United States?
The company has, not me, because I'm not the representative of the selling business, but we do have clients in the United States. We have clients in the Northwest, where the climate is similar to New Zealand, and we're trying to get some track with the organic farmers in the United States, which would be our target, because the USDA recently mentioned that they needed more grass-fed cows for the organic farming. So it's of interest for us. That's our market here.
What do you see for the future for your business? What's going to be the next big thing?
Well, the business is going much more international right now. So we have already market in Ireland. We have a subsidiary, in South America, in Chile and Argentina. And we are trying to enter the Brazilian market. And we are looking for joint venture in China. So you could see that we're just expanding, trying to reach market where there's pasture-fed cows, which is our market.
Anything else about your company that you would like people to know? Our audience is not just the United States, since we're on the internet. I know we have foreign visitors to the website.
What is important about LIC is really that it is, we call that now more an information company, because our we have a division that is the semen selling, but we have also a division that is just for information. So our farmers are having cows that are electronically tagged. They go through their rotary, and all the information about milk quantity, milk quality, milk testing, weight, etc., are all going into the database that LIC is maintaining. And that information then goes back to the farmer if he has questions about what is happening to his cow, the quality, disease resistance or disease susceptibility. And we are able, because we are fully integrated, to answer all the questions that can be there. And that's the strength of LIC, to integrate all the business like this.
Thank you very much, Dr. Suzanne Bertrand with Livestock Improvement from New Zealand. And from Bio 2006 and sponsored by Rankaiser Marketing and Communications, I'm Chuck Zimmerman.